When I need some obscure foreign ingredient for my kitchen, a hot sauce from Belize or a special type of tomatillo, there are all sorts of bodegas I can go to in my neighborhood. Or I can just head over to the Market Basket a couple of miles from my house. It's kind of a super bodega. There are 71 Market Basket stores across New England. It's a family-owned chain known for low prices. It's also very successful, earning more than $4 billion in revenue last year. But right now, Market Basket's in disarray. Workers in its stores are actively encouraging customers not to shop there. It's not a labor protest, though. They want to reinstate the chain's CEO. We sent the world's Bradley Campbell to find out why.
I didn't expect to stumble into a scene from Soviet Russia when I walked into my neighborhood grocery store. But that's exactly what I found at the Market Basket in Somerville. Empty shelves and a produce section with absolutely no produce. More than a week later, it's still the same.
We don't have a potato in the building. We don't have a carrot, not a piece of watermelon. We have nothing to sell.
Store manager Mike Dunleavy and I look out at the empty shelves. There's only a couple shoppers in the store, and it's so quiet, you can hear the eerie hum of refrigerator cases. To understand why it's so empty, you have to understand a little bit about the battle for control of the chain. It's playing out between two cousins, both named Arthur Demoulas. Now, last month, the board of directors fired Arthur T., and that's what got employees here so upset.
Arthur T. Demoulas is taking care of his employees like his own family.
To hear from employees like Mike the manager, a guy who started bagging groceries at the store 36 years ago, Arthur T. gave them respect. He also gave them a bonus program, a profit-sharing program, and fantastic benefits. Now that all translates into loyalty, and that's why there's empty produce shelves. The warehouse is on strike and not doing any deliveries. The workers at this Somerville store are telling their customers to shop elsewhere, and it's having a huge impact. Sales at this store are down 90%. The company is losing millions. All this to bring back Arthur T.
He's not a CEO that sits in a desk and you see him once every 5 years. I'll see him here 5-6 times a year. He'll come in, he'll talk to employees, he'll talk to customers. It's like it's his own family.
That idea of family is strong. At the Somerville store, that family is diverse. Market Basket is known as a place where immigrants come to work and shop. The store stocks a big variety of foods from home, and they keep prices low.
Whatever country you come from, whatever you need or you want, you find it here.
Carla Hernandez came to the U.S. from El Salvador when she was 8. Her family went to Market Basket every Saturday to do their shopping. Her brother ended up getting a job at the store. She followed suit.
So I came here, 16. And I started working in the yogurt section as a dairy department.
That was 17 years ago. She now manages the front of the store. Now, there are lots of stories of immigrants like Hernandez finding a place at Market Basket.
There's like 71 stores, right? And if you go to the warehouse, you got all United Nations together there. And it's funny because you get to work with a lot of people at different places. Iraq, Iran, and from all those people down there, Middle East, Europe, you know, we got Greek, we got everything.
Plus, you know that if you step into the Market Basket in Somerville, chances are pretty good that no matter what language you speak, someone will understand you.
It's Portuguese, Brazilian, Haiti, Creole, French, obviously number one Spanish, Greek, we got Nepali, we got everything.
So why would workers from all around the world risk bringing down a massive company that employs them just to reinstate a CEO?
He's dedicated to us, we're dedicated to him.
You can see it on the walls. There are posters of Arthur T. with the words, "I believe," printed underneath. They're a take on the iconic Obama Hope posters. Outside, workers stand in front of the parking lot to protest before their shifts start. One of them is a 19-year-old kid who's only been working at Market Basket for a month. His name is Kevin Perez Barbosa. He waves a flag made of plastic Market Basket bags.
Each day, like, we start from when we come and we end when we close.
Kevin's not the first in his family to work at Market Basket. Years ago, his parents came over from El Salvador and Cape Verde. Like him, both worked at Market Basket in their teens. He's just continuing the tradition.
It's a good place to start off if you want to get a job. And like all the experience you're going to be getting, it could help you out in the future too.
We look out at the empty parking lot. Before the protest, you'd be hard-pressed to find a parking spot.
It's killing us, but we just want the Market Basket to be back to normal.
For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell, Somerville, Massachusetts.